Anti-Semitism may be on the rise in Spain, according to a couple of new studies. A Pew Research Center survey of Spaniards found that 46% of those polled hold prejudices against Jews. A second poll, conducted by a Spanish company, found that more than half of those questioned expressed anti-Semitic attitudes. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
The Spanish study focused on teenagers, high school kids. 56% of them said if given the choice, they would not work alongside a Jew. At a Barcelona high school, it doesn't take long to stumble upon this attitude. A group of students sits outside playing cards on the steps. When asked whether anti-Semitism exists in Spain, one young man says, "The Jews have all the power. Personally, I don't like them. If the world keeps trying to exterminate them over and over," he says, "there must be some reason, right?" A second student laughs and calls the other a Nazi. A third says he has no problem with Jews as long as they leave him alone. When asked, these students say they don't actually know any Jews, and that's not surprising. In Spain today, there are only about 40,000. But for 500 years, from 1492 until the early 20th century, there were virtually none. Historians say that absence partly explains today's prejudices. Along a narrow, curving lane in Barcelona's old city, an old wooden door opens onto what looks like a storage cellar. That's what this was for generations. But in the late 1980s, a Jewish historian, armed with a compass and a handful of medieval tax records, found a long-forgotten synagogue beneath the floor. It dates back at least to the 3rd century. At that time, and for several centuries, Jews lived peacefully among Christians and Muslims. But then, in 1391, the synagogue was abruptly shut down, explains the site's discoverer, Miguel Yase.
El año 1391 fue un año...
He says the year 1391 was a tragic year for the Jews of the Iberian Peninsula. It started when a Catholic priest in Seville formed a gang of thugs to kill Jews. They rampaged and the attack spread. They worked their way from city to city, massacring up to 5,000 Jews, including 300 here in Barcelona. A century later, in the same year Christopher Columbus set sail for the Americas, the Jews were expelled from Spain altogether. The Jews of today's Spain are largely recent immigrants from South America and North Africa. Aaron Asaguri is a Jew whose family came from Morocco in the 1950s. He thinks Spain's high rate of prejudice was ingrained during the Jews' long absence from the country. He blames the Catholic Church's bloody persecution of suspected Jews during the Inquisition. But he says current issues, like the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict, also play a big role.
The anti-Semitism we are feeling today doesn't come from the extreme right. Funnily enough, it's the left that is anti-Semitic. They say that they are not anti-Semitic. They say, no, we're anti-Zionist or we are anti-Israel. We're pro-Palestinian. But in fact, it's just, like we say in Spanish, the same dog with a different color.
Asaguri and other Jews here stress that Spanish anti-Semitism is about attitudes and not hostile acts. Right-wing violence or vandalism is virtually unheard of here. Case in point, Barcelona's Jewish cemetery. On a secluded mountainside above the city, a few dozen tombstones mark the graves of Spain's modern-day Jews. None have been defaced, as sometimes happens in France or Germany. But next to them lies an unkempt, unmarked mass grave. It contains the scattered bones of hundreds of Jews who died in the 13th century. Dominique Tomasov, a Jew originally from Argentina, fought to save them. She says they illustrate the Jews' ongoing struggle for a place in modern Spain.
What we're looking at now is what's left, and I see that the weeds are already grown over. Last year, we brought the bones that were exhumed from a cemetery an hour and a half away from Barcelona. They had excavated the Jewish cemetery because there was a residential complex to be built there. Our negotiations, our pressure, achieved that we would get the bones back. Instead of sending them to a lab for research, we expressed that we were concerned about it and those people should be reburied.
Tomasov works full-time rescuing old Jewish graveyards. She says reluctant bureaucrats often ask her why she cares about these long-dead Jews, who they say have nothing to do with her.
They don't understand what we want. It's the only little area where something dignifying the memory of Jews who lived here, who are now buried there, can be expressed or explained to people. You know, a little expression of there used to be a Jewish cemetery here.
Tomasov is not the only one worried that Jewish history in Spain is being ignored. Xavier Torrents is a political science professor at the University of Barcelona. He worked on the Spanish teenager study. He says so many Spanish youths look unfavorably upon Jews because the education system ignores Jewish history.
Que nunca se ha habido educación sobre el Holocausto, es decir, en estos momentos todavía no se ha incorporado educación sobre el Holocausto en las escuelas e institutos.
He says today in Spanish public high schools, students are not even taught about the Holocaust. He says the rise in anti-Semitism in his study shows that without education, prejudices don't disappear. Although Torrent concedes things are changing slowly. For example, the regional government here in Catalonia now annually commemorates victims of the Holocaust. It did so for the first time in 2007. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.